Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Rich, Rich McFadden, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Missing is Doug Steffen,
who might be back.
And I guarantee you are not going to change the channel until you find out what's going on with Doug. So it's a happy Monday morning here. See, March Madness is well underway and about to finish up tonight. We've got Wisconsin playing Duke.
My big prediction, Richie, on
Jennifer
Friday.
Jennifer predicted it. And it came true.
Yeah. Is this like a bracket? Did I do a bracket?
Yeah, if you did a bracket, you would be looking pretty good right now. But
you didn't
call it until last week. You didn't call it a month ago.
That's how I like to do my brackets. When it gets down to like two games, I like that.
Here's where your plan falls apart, though. And by the way, I'll let you know what's going on with Doug in just a minute. He may be getting arrested right now. Duke and Wisconsin played earlier this year, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
And Duke handled them pretty easily. Now, that could all go the other way. But
this is tough for me because I have family.
Wisconsin.
I don't know. I have family in Wisconsin. I have family in North Carolina. So this one, I'm just happy either way. You know, if
not
everybody
tough for
can
me.
Get an award.
I grew
I know
up
you
following
like
Maryland,
Duke.
My Terps. And Duke is the devil.
Yeah. What a dumb Blue name, devils. Terp. What's a terp?
Terrapin. Fear the turtle.
I'm not afraid of a tarp.
Terp.
In fact, I just like the tarps and the rain.
And don't you think Duke is probably like the most hated team?
They are the Dallas Cowboys of college basketball.
Why?
Because they're good. That's it. They're a great team.
Haters.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And Coach K is one of the best basketball coaches in college history, and they have a great chance of winning this. But I'd like to see Wisconsin take it, the underdog. That's kind of cool.
They say on Wisconsin, right?
Sure, if you say so. I'm down with that. All right, so.
We're really good at sports.
You know. Here we are. We're chatting during the top of the hour news break, and I don't hear from Doug for a little bit, and I'm like, okay, where's Doug? Where's Doug? Where's Doug? So finally, it gets close to airtime, so I call him on his cell phone.
Because Doug is driving across country this week.
A little background: Doug is driving Charlotte across country this week. He left California on Friday, and he made it to New Orleans last night. And he calls me at 10 o'clock last night. Screaming and yelling and complaining, and people don't know how to drive, and everybody's so mean, and traffic is so terrible, and when it rains, everybody, there's accidents everywhere. Da, 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 da. I'm like, Doug, you're traveling on Easter weekend. Traffic is supposed to be a little bad on holiday week. But still, people don't know how to drive. I'm like, okay. So this is at 10 o'clock last night, and he's pulling into New Orleans. And he had called Roberta, because Roberta, our friend who lives in New York, used to be on the show quite often for years and years, now has a little bed and breakfast type thing in New Orleans, like down in the Garden District. So Doug calls her up and says, get ready, I'm on my way, I'm staying at your place tonight. She says, that's great, I'm not there, I'm in New York. But I think that she gave him plans, or, you know, here's how you get in, here's what you can do, here's how you can stay, blah, blah, blah.
So they kind of, they may have had this conversation ahead of time.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So he pulls into New Orleans, goes, stays at her place, calls here a little while ago, was on the air, and then says, okay, you know, I'll be back. Blah, blah, blah. Don't hear from him. I call him on his cell phone just like a minute before we go on the air, just now this hour. And he says, start without
very
me.
Very upset.
Start without me. I'm dealing with the police.
And then Rich, of course, has to say, what? Even though all three of us clearly heard what he said.
I said, what?
Wow.
He said, start without me. I'm dealing with the police. And I'm like, this ought to be good. So he has, let's check on Doug, you there? No, he's still dealing with the police. So he didn't give me any details. I have no idea what's going on. I'm assuming.
You know, he can't make it. Okay, look, he's been arrested before on this program.
He's not good.
And he made it in a Massachusetts prison, but Rich and Ken, I don't think he can make it in a New Orleans prison.
New Orleans would be a rough place.
A little tougher, you know? Yeah. I mean, he'd be like fresh meat for those people. Goes walking in those tight jeans, and he'll be in trouble.
You see him walking around in his flannel shirt in the prison, turtleneck, corduroys. You ain't from around these parts, are you?
Got a pretty mouth.
Doug, if you can hear us, it's better to couple up to the biggest guy in the place.
Either that or take him out. Just Doug, walk into prison, find the biggest guy, and
throw punch the biggest guy.
That's it. You'll be so fine.
We'll have to get him a stepladder.
No worries. All right, so for the next 6 to 9 months, this may be known as Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler's good day. So, and the show must go on.
Thanks for letting the girl go first.
That's well, you know, it's...
what could he have possibly done?
It matters. Here's what probably happened. He probably forgot what Roberta told him on how to get into the house.
Yeah, and he was breaking in.
And he probably snuck in through a window last night.
And he's probably got his doggy.
And, yep. And so here, Doug and the Blind Bulldog are about to get arrested. That sounds like a
Charlotte
TV show. Like, you know,
send help if you're in the area. Help Dougie.
BJ and the Bear. Instead of BJ and the Bear, it's Doug and the Blind Bulldog. And the little the hijinks thereof. So he's probably right now trying to get a hold of Roberto on the phone to say...
No, I'm not. I'm right here.
Oh, there he is.
I thought I heard your breathing.
We were just about...
Did you make it out of jail? Are you okay?
Let's keep moving.
Everybody wants to know what happened.
Well, I'll tell the story afterwards. Let's take a break.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this. It's 13 past the hour, and Doug Steffen's Good Day with Doug Steffen.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now, and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny are here. Just to put a sort of cap on the conversation, I didn't really want to have a long conversation about it. As I travel from coast to coast, it is very difficult to always be able to accommodate Charlotte, who for most of my last 15 years has been a primary concern of mine. She can't fly, so when I go from East Coast to West Coast and West Coast to East Coast, I now have to drive her. And I tied that with having to go back and forth with having to come to Florida for a couple of things, and then I have to go to Ohio and then Pennsylvania. And so as I travel, I know where I can stay with her or where I can't. And as it happened last night, there's a whole long story, and I'll tell part of it now, maybe some of it later on. traveling is not a pleasure anymore. Whether you're flying or driving, it doesn't make much difference. I've encountered so many just difficult situations, and this is not me complaining, because I, as I said to the guy yesterday who stopped me on the border of Texas, he said, "You're an American citizen." This is I left. You got pulled over yesterday? I left. I've been pulled over three times.
Oh my gosh!
Los Angeles on Friday. And I drove from Los Angeles to Tucson the first night, and then from Tucson to where did I go the second night? The second night was Saturday. It was Tucson to San Antonio, and then yesterday from San Antonio, I was going to get to Mobile. But there were two accidents, and this sort of sets me off as well. When you think about what causes accidents on the road, it's 100% of the time, not 100%, because somebody has a blowout or, you know, something like that. You hit something in the road, and that you can't overcome. But for the most part, what I saw yesterday, I was in a 40-mile backup for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Wow.
And when I went by and saw...
I just pull over behind a bar.
Well, you don't do that when you're going across the bayou, because there ain't no bars for like those for 100 miles in either direction.
Rich, come on.
No, you just wait it out.
Yeah, you wait it out by sitting in your car in the traffic, because there's no place for you to go. If you go across the bayou, basically all of it is bridges over swamps. So on your concrete abutments, and so anyway. But what I see happening, this was a minor fender bender, and they stayed in the road instead of pushing the car. Well, granted, there's not a lot of, you could have pushed them at least off over to the side, but, you know, because the traffic had slowed down anyway, it was Easter Sunday and people were coming back from wherever they went, and that's understandable. But I encountered that and some other stuff that just made me wonder again about infrastructure and too many people and too many cars and people who don't know how to drive.
Did you get tickets all three times?
I didn't get any tickets.
The
being stopped wasn't because basically of me. One time, I will tell you a quick story. There was a lady state police officer in West Texas who stopped me. It was about midnight on Monday, on Saturday night. And I was in the middle of nowhere, and I had stopped to let Charlotte out, and she was watching me, but I didn't see her there. She was pulled off to the road, off the side of the road. So she saw the bulldog, and she saw the Range Rover, and she came over, and she said, "I have a bulldog, and I want a Rover."
Oh, well, that's not being pulled over. That means you talk to a police officer.
It was a conversation. Let's say I had three encounters with the police. I'll put it that way. But anyway,
that's funny.
Yeah, it really
that's
was
very
fun.
Positive,
and
though.
She was wonderful.
Was she single?
No, her husband said he was buying her a Range Rover, and he wanted to know what to get, and she thought, well, this is an interesting conversation. I'll have that. Anyway, so those are the travails of traveling. 21 after the hour, this is the Good Day program. Monday it is.
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
About 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I, everybody's here to celebrate Monday. But I guess in order to celebrate Monday and have some fun, we have to go back to Saturday. Saturday Night Live this weekend. The update jokes about the Iran nuclear deal is where the laughs begin.
There's concern in Washington that the nuclear deal with Iran is going to hurt relations between the U.S. and Israel. But our relationship is going to be fine. The U.S. and Israel are like buddy cops in an action movie. We were forced to be partners. We have very different methods of keeping the peace, and we blow up a ton of stuff in the process.
Yeah, there's a serious side to that, which we can talk about later on. Here, the focus is on Hillary and the continuing controversy about where her email went.
Despite Hillary Clinton's claims that she used her personal email while Secretary of State to avoid carrying more than one device, a new report shows that she emailed with her iPad in addition to her BlackBerry. Even more alarming, her email signature was sent from my Benghazi cover-up device.
All right, so here's the joke. This is a pretty interesting reality. Senator Menendez from New Jersey, as most of you probably know who have been following this, was indicted last Thursday.
New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez was indicted this week on federal corruption charges. It's no surprise, considering that a senator taking a bribe is the New Jersey state seal.
Poor New Jersey.
New Jersey don't get no respect. Here's a joke about the U.S. not keeping up with scientific developments with the Chinese.
Researchers in China have developed shape-shifting liquid metal machines, while researchers here in the U.S. have developed a breakfast sandwich with the hash browns on the inside. So good luck with your real-life version of the dude from the Terminator, China. We'll be here in America eating tacos for breakfast.
I've always wondered about Chinese food. Have you ever seen, I've not actually spent any time in Mexico. Anybody been in Mexico, ever seen a Chinese restaurant in Mexico?
I don't know.
And vice versa.
I don't know.
Ever seen a Mexican restaurant in China? I told you when I was in China, there were plenty of fast food places. There was a lot of McDonald's restaurant. Kentucky Fried Chicken was even more popular. And you see a Burger King here and there. And I was just thinking about that. You don't see any
Chinese restaurants in Colombia.
Yeah.
I feel like I might have seen a Chinese restaurant, like in the downtown area of Cabo.
Just think about the culture shock of the Chinese eating Mexican food and the Mexicans eating... They don't do much dairy.
The cheese would be a surprise.
We have plenty of Chinese restaurants here in San Diego, and we're really close to Mexico.
All right, here's the joke about a baby being born in the backseat of an Uber car.
A woman in Brooklyn gave birth in the back of an Uber car on the way to the hospital. This according to a zero-star review from the next passenger.
Someone gave birth back here.
All right, so we have a couple of quick clips from Jimmy Fallon from Friday night with... a lot of the same focus on the same kind of news. Go ahead, Richie.
After months of negotiations, Iran has finally agreed to reduce its nuclear weapons program, which is great until Putin showed up and said, I am here about Craigslist ad for nukes. Craigslist, no. That's right. Iran said it will give up trying to make a nuclear weapon, but it got awkward when Iran was like, but just for Lent. We'll start again on Monday.
Right.
According to a new poll, Jeb Bush's support in Florida is declining, with only 24% of residents supporting him over other GOP hopefuls. Yeah, but keep in mind that Florida is still counting votes from the last Bush that ran for president.
Yeah, that's no true words have been spoken than that. I'm disappointed in Jeb Bush. I thought maybe he'd take a little turn to the middle.
His party doesn't even like him.
Nah, well,
I mean, they like him. They just don't want him.
Every time I look at the news, I remember why I'm not a Republican anymore. Half past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Korn and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, President Obama is the first president to suggest mandatory voting in America, as they have in Australia. Your reaction?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and David Korn. Barack Obama became the first president to suggest the idea of mandatory voting, as they have in Australia. This a good idea?
I think you two, David and Mark, might not know it yet, but I believe this will be orthodoxy on the left within 5 years or so. And when we're on the show 35 years from now, it'll be the question of whether the mandatory voting system is actually working or not. And people who oppose this idea will be accused of racism the same way people who support voter ID and other ballot security measures are accused of racism. Now, I think it's a terrible idea.
You know, I used to think that it was kind of maybe perhaps too coercive to have government do that. But then I read this piece by this brilliant fellow who compared it to jury duty. You might even know him, Mark. And that kind of got me thinking, well, actually...
He's talking about me.
That actually... A dead giveaway.
If there are, you know, certain civic obligations imposed on us already, this might not be so burdensome. So I'd like to, you know, at least I think it's an interesting intellectual debate.
So, Mark, you favorite?
Sure.
See, this goes to my argument. As Mark Green goes, so goes the left.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with National Review's Rich Lowry and Mother Jones's David Korn.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
No messing here. 33 after the hour. It's the 27 before the new hour. It's Monday morning. And the Good Day program helping you start your day with what's going on in the world, the news, the conversation, the opinions. Jennifer Horn has an opine or two here and there. So does Kenny, monitoring social media. Actually, you know what? We haven't checked in because I thought not about it. That's a way of talking. Like Yoda, I do that because he's my hero. I thought not about it while you were gone, Kenny. So having said that, before we get to Edward Snowden and his interview, what sort of things have we got flopping around that we haven't gotten to that people would be interested in knowing about in terms of comment? Because that's really kind of what we're here for, have people understand what's going on, at least from our point of view, and then what's your deal? 888-302-3684, email to Doug or to Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So what do we have cooking there?
A couple comments about the top 10 list of the top 10 talk radio topics for the week.
Right, for the weekend,
From the weekend. Yvonne said the ones that were most important to her were the Religious Freedom Act controversy and the Iran nukes. She says those who cannot treat others as equal will have no peace.
It's interesting how the religious controversy thing. There's an email, or not an email. Can you see if you can find a Facebook page posting from a fellow who was very, very angry at me and said that Steve Wiseman, the lawyer who interpreted that law, was a liar. And as I read through it, I was having breakfast yesterday at some restaurant, and I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm wondering to myself, and I've said this on the air too, these sorts of things. How in the world is somebody so invested in this one way or the other. Even though I get the controversy, I get the different interpretations and stuff, but how does somebody get so angry? I think his name was Boyer. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, Gordon Boyer.
Yeah. You can read some of that. He is so angry. He calls, well, you can read some of it and see what all of you think.
There has been lots of misinformation about this law. The attorney you had on was a liar. The law had nothing to do with refusing service to anyone. That is already covered by the Public Accommodations Act. That already makes it illegal to discriminate. This is about having someone personally participate in your activity, even if they don't agree with it. A person that makes videos does not have to sell his services to a nudist wedding or a KKK birthday party.
And he's kind of, I mean, the way I've understood it, and I've gone through it last week, the fine line is this. If you are asked to bake, everybody likes to use the cake baking. If you're asked to bake a cake, then you don't have to, by just saying, I don't want to bake a cake for you, is still illegal. If I don't want to bake a cake and deliver it and set it up at your gay wedding because it disagrees with me or whatever I believe in, then that's where that protects you. Or better yet, if someone wants you to, you know, if you're a Muslim guy and you have to have facial hair and your job wants you to be clean shaven, you can say, look, I have to have facial hair for religious reasons. That's kind of, it's a very fine line. It is, and it's been open to really bad interpretation because people are into this team sport of, you know, black and white, gay and religious groups, you know, all these things.
You have a really bad Middle Eastern accent.
Yeah. Huh?
Somebody else wanted to talk. When you said, I have to, Richie, you can do a better job. I have to have a beard to buy.
I wasn't doing a Muslim accent.
I know you weren't. That's why I said you have a bad one.
That was mean.
It was mean?
Oh. Mean.
That's right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Meany, meany, miny, miny. Okay. Anyway, the thing that, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on this, I'm going to move on, but I just think Wiseman is one of the best lawyers, the smartest guys that I have ever come across when it comes to the law. There's not much that gets by him. And whatever that man heard, I don't remember, frankly. I have to go back and listen to the recording of it. But you know, even if he was wrong, why are you so angry about this? That guy's a liar. He's not. There's no reason for him to not tell the truth.
Sometimes he may just wrong, or have, maybe you just misunderstood.
But maybe you didn't hear. I mean, right. I find it hard to believe. Anyway, I think I made my point. What else can you get there, Kenny?
Let's see. He had a little bit more to say. I'm trying to get past.
Yes, he did. He had a lot to say.
Rob says,
you know what, buddy? But hold on for a second. The other side of that is, I am very pleased when somebody feels strongly enough about something, even though I was critical of him calling Wiseman a liar. The fact that he took the time and he feels passionate about it is very important, and the fact that he would take the time to express himself to the rest of us who would read what he has to say. Certainly he's trying to convince us that his point is right, but it takes time to do that as thoughtfully as he did, and so for that I am thankful, sir. Thank you. All right, what else, Kenny?
Rob says, I wish people could get as fired up about ISIS as they are about Indiana.
You know, that's a amen to that.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Right. We have done nothing. We sit like a bunch of squatting fools while these guys run all over the place, and it keeps going on and on and on. And it just, you know, I made reference, if you weren't listening the last half hour, to how horrible the infrastructure is getting in our country and how we're just not keeping up with it. We have so many problems that we are not dealing with, and yet these people just keep coming back with more programs, more ideas, more let's do this, let's change that. Why the hell don't you fix what's wrong instead of spending more money on things that aren't going to be easily fixed or that don't need to be fixed in terms of priorities over and above what there is now? And this thing with ISIS is just the fact that these girls want to go over there. It did the whole thing.
I do not understand.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Because people do not treat it right.
Yeah. All right, Kenny, keep going, please. Thanks.
A bunch of comments about that Monsanto story that we had last week, where the lobbyist said that the Roundup was safe to drink, but I'm not going to drink any because I'm not stupid.
It's just a case.
Right. Yeah, that's our Monsanto story of the week.
What I'm not thirsty.
You say that?
Yeah. I'm thinking he's looking for a job this week.
Mm-hmm. Ryan says nuclear power plants are absolutely safe too, but I wouldn't live there. Sleep and eat whatever you want.
Sleep where you want, eat what you want, but don't do it in my neighborhood. Okay. Yeah. The people. The other side of this is people have jobs. People are told this is what you have to say in order to keep that job. And if you don't say it, then go work somewhere else, which is completely up to the company to do what it feels is right. But, when it comes down to the risks of some of these things that come, especially out of Monsanto, there's not a lot of debate about the science here. Not much at all. All right, Kenny, what else have you got that's good?
Alice said, we had a little kid who got into the Roundup. We had to pump his stomach, give him activated charcoal, and admit him to the hospital. Safe to drink? I think not. Call your local poison control if you want to see for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, so to say that, it just underscores how these people think they can say almost anything and get away with it because they're so powerful.
Well, what he was basing his comment on was several people apparently have tried to commit suicide by drinking it, and it didn't kill them.
No.
So he turns that into, it's safe to drink.
Right, there you go.
Good job,
that's
Charlie.
An interpretation, yeah. Give that to the guy who just wrote the note about Wiseman. Okay, what else have you got, Ken? There's a lot of interesting things here. Go ahead. I don't want to miss out.
Joseph says, Monsanto Corporation is the same company that brought us Agent Orange. Don't trust them.
They brought us a lot of things that we've used in war. How much is there a crossover, I guess, is the question. And that we'll leave to your imagination. Because I don't have... Normally, in circumstances like this, I might stretch the truth a little bit. I don't have to with Monsanto, number one. Number two, I don't want to be accused of going beyond, just because I don't like them, going beyond what is the truth. The truth is they are very dangerous. Their products, some of their products, are extraordinarily beneficial to farmers here and elsewhere around the world. But the fact that they are so controlling and they're so interested in being in control, I suppose that's a part of corporations. That's, you know, they don't report to you. They don't report to me unless you're a stockholder, Monsanto. They don't report to anybody. Their job is to make more money and to do it within the boundaries of the law. There's a certain amount of stretching going on there, I think. And so you make up your own mind. I just choose make the decision. You people all make your own decision whether you want to eat GMO food. I choose not to. And I don't want anything to do with Monsanto under any circumstances. I've been a farmer all my life. I've seen what the stuff does. I'm not interested, but everybody's got a choice. A lot of farmers swear by their stuff because what they do allows them to produce more. And not necessarily at a great deal more expense. And so I understand that thinking, Frank. It just doesn't happen to be mine. Kenny, what else? Boy, there's a lot of material here.
One more on Monsanto. Thomas says that lobbyist was quite a spokesman. His refusal is the best statement possible regarding the safety of Roundup and Monsanto.
Yeah, no, didn't need a comment. What other areas have you got working there? Anything that's hot and juicy?
Yes, some new comments about the Rolling Stone magazine and their retraction of the rape story.
Yeah. What did this, for those of you who don't know, in terms of background, about, what was it, last October? Was it a fall sometime?
Yeah.
When
mm-hmm.
That young woman who had accused the fraternity of raping her. And I've said, in general, there's way too much of this stuff going on in this country. There's way, way, way too many of these fraternities and other... It isn't even just on college campuses. The fact that women are abused the way they are in the name of somebody having a good time or because they can or any number of things that you can play into
this
story...
Gives everybody the ability to blame every man for everything.
Yeah. Well, but the other side of it is there are too many men who are doing this, Richie. It's not acceptable to have anybody...
But it's assumed everybody's guilty.
Well, in this case, the Rolling Stone thing was a complete misjustice. Is that the right word? Injustice mm-hmm. is a better word. A miscarriage of justice. A miscarriage of injustice. Whatever.
It was bad.
It was really bad. And Rolling Stone looks really bad because they didn't... But there are occasions when the Rolling Stone has done over the years fairly interesting, penetrating interviews. I don't really know. You know what? I have never really understood what the real mission is
of
Rolling
Stone
magazine.
I don't either.
Well,
you know, I started getting it.
It's culture.
I started getting it for free, and I never ordered it, but it just started kind of showing up at my house, and it's weird. I mean, there's a lot of cuss. It's a lot of sexual stuff.
Yeah.
But they try to do newsy stuff as Well, I don't know. I think it's for men. I don't get it.
Well, it may be for men.
It's not for musicians anymore, I'll tell you that.
No, it isn't. That's the point. That thank you, Richie. You just made the point.
Right. What's your purpose?
A music magazine. Now it's
they
not.
They try to do culture pieces, junk. You know, to try and report on culture.
So is that enough background for you to do what the comment is, Kenny? This lady accused this fellow of these people of raping her. They didn't do the background story, so they didn't get anybody on the other side. Now it's really looking like this woman made the whole thing up. So I think that's where it is.
We saw this with the Duke University lacrosse team too.
Yeah. So what's the comment, Ken?
Lou says the responsible editor at Rolling Stone needs to step down if they want to start down the road of repairing the magazine's reputation. The story, the expression of concern, the review, and now the upcoming retraction were all handled badly. Stuff like this does not take 3 to 4 months to figure out.
No, but it also does take the sway off the real focus of the real problem, which are too many women are getting abused. That's
what UVA said this morning. Yeah. Is that this is the shame of it all?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's pretty.
Is that the real problem will now be taken as seriously as it should be?
Right. All right, Kenny. We've done a good job. Anything else that you want to?
One more on the Rolling Stone thing. Brian says. Remember when Woodward and Bernstein got grilled over and over by Ben Bradley over the Watergate story? Are you sure? Are you sure? I guess that question doesn't come up anymore.
Ben Bradley died. And with that, although there are a lot of people who are concerned about his political point of view, he really was a good newsman and was swayed a lot by his own feelings, but he got people to do the job the right way. So that was a good comment. There's a lot of good comments there. Thank you. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day. It's 12 before the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This year, state tax revenue losses resulting from interstate tobacco smuggling could reach over $5 billion. Rich Marianos, a retired ATF agent who now speaks out about the issue at thenewtobaccoroad.com, is encouraging legislators to address the issue.
Cigarette smuggling is no longer a mom-and-pop operation. Instead, it's growing into a sophisticated criminal industry with direct ties to gang activity, organized crime, and even terrorism. Smuggled cigarettes are the new currency of organized crime, with profits often greater than those from other illicit activities. If you're driving on the interstate highways and you pass a tractor-trailer truck or even a box truck, there's a real chance that its cargo is contraband cigarettes.
What's the solution?
The first step to addressing the problem is to make tobacco trafficking more painful than a parking ticket. The states of Virginia and Rhode Island have already passed laws to make cigarette smuggling a felony. Other states are also looking at new laws and penalties.
For more information, visit thenewtobaccoroad.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Past the hour now. Monday's Good Day program. It's Monday 4/6/15. And it's Tech Talk time now with Jennifer and Kenny. Richie and I paying attention to some of the important news that may affect how you spend some of your consumer dollars with regard to technology anyway. Shelley Palmer is with us most every day to report on some nuance. And today's going to talk with you about a good way to save money making phone calls when you're traveling overseas. Aren't they SIM cards? Isn't that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
SIM cards?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a new twist on that. We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you spend a lot of time traveling overseas, you're quickly going to realize that smartphones are not all that smart. The rates for making and receiving calls are reminiscent of mobile phone plans in the 90s. If you don't buy an expensive monthly international roaming plan, your phone calls may cost several dollars per minute. Even with those plans, calls and texts aren't cheap, and the data you're allowed is almost non-existent. If you use your phone overseas the way you use it at home, you'll spend somewhere between $100 and $150 per day. But there's a way to avoid crazy fees. If you have an unlocked phone from AT&T, T-Mobile, or Sprint, you can pop in a relatively cheap local prepaid SIM card and keep your costs down. But that SIM card comes with a brand new phone number, which is a big deal if you need to receive calls on your real mobile number in real time. If you don't, remember, you can always check your American smartphone voicemail a few times a day. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment. But switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
GEICO, Richie.
GEICO.
GEICO.
Yeah.
You like GEICO? You
can
save 50% or more on car insurance with GEICO. Call 800-947-AUTO. And speaking of auto, one of the real creative minds in the automobile industry in terms of advancing the cause of having better cars. And I mean, when I say better, they run better, they're better for the environment, and they're a better car. This fellow who's come up with a Tesla, and I can never pronounce his name.
Elon Musk.
It's Musk. Elon is his first name. So anyway, the average cost of a Tesla now is $71,000. And that's without an engine.
Yeah.
If you want it to move.
Or wheel.
Yeah. But they have sold their the electric car business. And the attention the electric car is getting, not only in our country, but around the world, is phenomenal. If you have a chance and you're an investor, whether you put your money in Tesla or whether you put your money in, I'm talking about the car, or you put your money in his idea on batteries, by the way, it was him and his company who straightened out the problem with Boeing. You know, when the 787 started flying, they had battery problems. And they had a couple of fires. They weren't serious, but they had problems because the batteries, somehow or other, didn't sync with the systems in the plane. And they got overheated, and they started to melt, and all this stuff. So this guy has either decided, I don't think it's him. My sense is he's not the developer of the battery. He's the one who's having the batteries developed.
Sure, yeah. He's the money behind it.
Yeah, he's the money behind it.
He's the idea and the money.
But the people who now are excited about these cars, you can go 300-400 miles on a Tesla without having to have it recharged. And the number of cars that he has sold this year versus last year at the same time, up 55%. 55%. And these things, if you go to a mall now, any mall in a big city has a Tesla dealership in it. And people say, where do you get them serviced? Hello, you don't really have to get them serviced. They make the. I was thinking about this as I was.
Well, cars need brake work and air conditioning.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But you don't have to have a. He's not building what most car dealerships are built on, Richie, as you well know, is service now. Because there's not a lot of money made in selling cars. You can make some money.
They make it on the back end.
They make it on the back end at $90, $95, $100 an hour. When I look. It's a Rover dealership for what they get for, okay, they say it is Santa Monica, yada, yada, maybe it is, but still, it's pretty outrageous. So the Tesla, the acceptability of the car itself and his ideas, that's a great investment as far as I could see. 59 after the hour, this is a good day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.